Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man show here on this Christmas in July day, July 25th, 2018. And so glad you could join us tonight here on this 1 year anniversary of this show. I'm gonna spend some time tonight kind of reflecting on what me and Preacher Man have done the past year. But we're still going to have some Bible reading, a little bit of sports, as we always do. And we are going to have, in honor of Christmas in July, we are going to have a couple of Christmas numbers that I'm going to sing tonight. One of them is going to be spiritual. Another of them is going to be one of the traditional Christmas songs, but with lyrics changed to reflect summer and part of what summer's about, kind of in my mind. So we're going to have some fun tonight. We really are. But before I get into any of the reflecting or anything else, let me just tell you where I'm at. I'm at here at McDonald's at 1711 South Saginaw Road. I'm here in the middle of the restaurant, kind of alongside the wall. I'm across the street from a Kmart. If you're coming south on Saginaw Road, McDonald's is on your left. That plaza with Kmart and Save-A-Lot Grocery and other stores will be on your right. Going north, it's vice versa. We are southeast of a Disability Network of Mid-Michigan office. And we're northwest of a Admiral/Marathon gas station. So that's right where we are. And we're so glad to have you, whatever device you may be accessing the show from, and wherever you are geographically here on Earth, whether it be here in Midland or elsewhere in Michigan or around this country or on the globe. So, pray that this show will be a blessing to you, although it's going to be a little bit different from normal. Now, I take some time right now to reflect, because obviously every good thing has to start from somewhere. So, and you have, and sometimes you have to understand some of what happened before the show even started. So for a few minutes, a little bit of Where did this come from? So, on my side of the story, hey kiddo, you don't get to like kick me and try to hit me. You gotta behave yourself, or you're not. You gotta behave yourself, or you're not gonna get any ice cream. Sorry, listeners, but so where did I come from? So where did I come from? As far as the show is related, let me tell you the story. So, 10 years ago or so, I was listening to a Detroit Lions game. The Detroit Lions were in Houston, Texas, taking on the Houston or Texans. This was back in the year they won 0-16. And I was paying attention to the radio announcers and how they were doing their thing. You know? And I was paying attention to that. In the background, I could hear that stadium announcer. So, the portion of the game I listened to, Detroit was not doing well at all. In fact, they had gotten down 21-0. At what point I had to turn it off because I had to go to church. But I was listening, and the Texans stadium announcer, I could hear him in the background, the stadium feed, and he would say something like, number 21, a gain of 8 on the play. And that is good for Houston Texans. And the crowd would say, first down. And then when the Texans would score a touchdown, our radio guy, Shab, throws one, got a man, end zone, touchdown, Lions guy. But stadium announcer, touchdown, Texas! And that big bang was a big cannon of fireworks going off in the background. And I love how right after he said touchdown, they all got into a big loud frenzy. And that was when I was taking a little bit of time, like a couple days, to think about it, and I was thinking, I want to be a sports broadcaster. And I had heard of some great announcers before that, like Mason from Detroit back in like 2004 and stuff like that. But back then I hadn't made up my mind yet. But 08 was kind of when I made my decision that a sportscaster was what I truly wanted to be. Or at least a career in radio. Then I got to meet this Brad Golder, who was the play-by-play voice of the Great Lakes Loons for years, and I got to meet him back in 09, and he gave me a tour of the facility, ESPN Radio, here in Midland, and it was awesome. I got to know the guy. And so that's part of where the sports side of this came from. Now about the Bible side of this whole thing, and part of why the show has become what it's become. At a very young age, I was called to preach. And I believe I'm totally obeying God by doing this program and by putting all the effort I put into reading you guys, reading the Bible to you guys, and then taking some time to teach and exhort based on what I read, and to challenge you guys, and while of course I'm not a pastor, that does not mean that I can't challenge you in the things of God by any means. So it's part of why I use my platform, this talk show, the way I do. And so I love sports, but I also want to minister. And so that's sort of why the show is how it is. And yes, I do wish the Tigers were playing a bit better so that I'd have a bit more to talk about right now in terms of sports. But hey, football season's coming. And I've come up with a name for the two main football days of the week where we're going to be covering football the most extensively when the season comes. And that's going to be Football Central. Generally, it will begin I'm going to say somewhere around, well, I would say 7:25 or 7:30 on Monday and Wednesday nights. And that's where I'll take time to, on Monday it'll be analyzation of what happened the past weekend, and a little preview of the Monday night football game. Wednesday night, it'll be prep, an analyzation of X's and O's, how they can prepare, as well as my predictions for six games. And yes, we will still do the Word of God, but that'll be prior to Football Central. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there, Preacher Man.
Hello? Hey!
Hello, Preacher Man.
Did you come to me?
Hello. What?
Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Happy
thank you so
anniversary.
Much.
1 year of shows. That's awesome. What number show is this?
I would say we're at about 180. And I've been talking the last little bit about kind of where this came from.
Yeah, I've been listening. You're doing good. So keep going,
yep.
But come back to me in a little bit. Let's talk together.
All right. We're going to do that.
All right.
All right.
Don't forget me, though.
I won't.
All right.
But, all right. So, it's always a blast when Preacher Man comes on to talk. But, as I was just saying, Football Central will be starting in a shortened form on August 22nd, but it'll be quite a bit shorter. I don't know if you'll be able to call it an episode yet, even because it'll just be the preview of kind of Midland and Midland Dow's first game, which will be both be on August 23rd. and I'll be talking a little bit about what I expect each team to do this season. A little bit of possibly talk about the Saginaw Valley League. And then the next week, it'll be a little more. As college will be starting. The full-length football centrals, those are going to debut on, let me think here, Labor Day, September 4th. No, September 3rd. September 5th. So they're going to start September 5th. And when I say full length, I mean like they'll run for approximately 25 to 30 minutes. Kind of depends. Sometimes 20. But football fans can look forward to some good stuff when that comes. And so it's going to be great. And if there's anything I can find about maybe guys who weren't supposed to play football because of health issues or something like that, and they get to play, any kind of miracle stories like that, I will tie them in and share them. Because after all, this is the Preacher and the Miracle Man show. So, as I said, that's going to be fun. But back to analyzing kind of what's happened this past year. So we started out, you know, in an overtime, kind of quickly, actually, we kind of made it into a format. And I try to stick to it. That's why you guys will have noticed that generally I may talk about some food or something like that to kind of feel like, have like that little icebreaker, you know, talk about some food or something like that to kind of, you know, get to tell you guys, listeners, what's been going on with me. So kind of having some fun. Then I will, I might jab Preacher Man about a Dr. Pepper or something somewhere in there. And then, you know, I talk about how to call in that. I'm going to switch that up, though, and first kind of give the number and that first, I think, and then kind of do the icebreaker. Because then I can get some of y'all to call in and talk about it if you want. Then, of course, you know, I pray. Then we get into the Word and I talk to you guys, exhort you guys based on what we read. And then after that, I can close out that portion in prayer. And sometimes there's a song there. And then we do sports at the end. And part of why I do sports at the end is because if I do sports at the beginning, like at 6:30, there's not as apt to be a live game going at the time. If I do it at the end of the show, I'm more apt to be able to give you guys a live score. For example, the Tigers are playing. Then I can say to one of my assistants, can you look up what the Tigers are doing right now? And they'll look that up for me, and I'll know. And then I can tell you guys kind of what's going on at that present time. So I've developed a format so that you guys know what to expect. end. I'm always praying over the praying about the show and thinking of ways I can keep it interesting, thinking of it could get more people to listen, maybe. But at the same time, let me tell you guys something. I will not. I will never water down the word on the show. I'm not going to do it. It's going to be the uncompromised word of God. And if you guys think sometimes I'm hard, maybe once in a while, instead of blaming me, I ask God to speak to me about what to say on the show. You don't want to blame anyone, blame God. Because I obey God on this program. As this is, of course, called The Preacher and the Miracle Man. We are totally based on faith. Now, you're wondering what have I talked about over the past year?
Hey, Miracle Man, can I say something?
Yes, Preacher. Yes.
Let me say something about that. Oh, grab me up here. About that, where you said if it sounds like I'm hard at times. At the very beginning of this show, Miracle Man and I said, we're not going to be Bible-thumping bullies here. We're not going to take the Bible and beat you with it. But we are concerned that things in your life might keep you from the blessings of God. And that's not beating you with the Bible. That's just showing you another picture of what's out there. Never, ever consider the Word of God an enemy, because it's not your enemy. It's your answer. The Word of God
Amen.
Is the answer every single time. And the cool thing about having a live radio show is if you have a question about what we're saying, I mean, it's been pretty much a miracle, man, because I'm busy working, but if you have a question about what he's teaching from the Bible or exhorting from, man, send him a text, send him an email, send him a Facebook message, and say, hey, can you expound on that a little bit more? Because the miracle man has a depth of knowledge of God's holy word. And he will never use that word to hurt you. He's only going to use that word to bring you life and life more abundantly. Because that's what we're all about. We're not Bible thumping bullies. But we carry our Bible everywhere. I got my Bible sitting right next to me in the seat of my semi. It goes with me every single day. Because I'm going to have the Word of God with me, because it is the answer for our life. I'm proud of you, Miracle Man.
Amen. And the reason I take time to talk to you guys, tell you like it is about the Word of God, and that is because I care about your soul. And I don't want you to go to hell. I want you to make heaven. And let's dispel this idea right now that God throws people in hell. No. If you don't make heaven, that's not God. You chose. You will have chose not to make heaven by living in sin and or choosing not to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're not going to make heaven. And I love you. Listeners, I love every one of you. That's why I bring you the Word of God. Because I love you and I care about your souls. And I believe God all the time that people will find the show and that they'll give their life to Jesus. because the greatest miracle of all is salvation. The greatest miracle of all. It's the greatest gift. The greatest miracle is someone gave their life to Jesus. And oh, when that happens in heaven, the angels of heaven jump, shout, holler, scream, and they party like none other. Because it means that someone made the choice to be part of the kingdom of God. Amen. And that's what we're about.
Amen. Amen.
And that, that's why I take the time to bring you the uncompromised Word of God. And no, I'm not compromising. I refuse. And you know, so it's been a great year, and we did a lot of great things. I can't say I'm going to package anything into series or not, but some of them you could say maybe, as I took some time around Christmas to teach on a little bit about why we have Christmas and the birth of Jesus and things of that nature. Around Easter, I took some time to talk about the blood of Jesus in Calvary. On Tuesday nights, lately, Testimony Tuesday, we've been going through the miracles that Jesus did. And kind of explaining what they were. Eventually, we're going to start one on the parables of Jesus. And so, that to say, you're always going to get a very good word from God when you listen to this program. Oh, you can always count on that, on a good word, on a great word from God. Because I'm always praying. I'm always making sure that I'm prayed up, prepared, so that I can tell you what I feel God is saying. Folks, I want to tell you now before I open my Bible tonight. I want to take just a minute to tell you guys how you can be a part of the show. I mean, how you can tell prospective listeners, friends, family, neighbors, about how they can be a part of the show. And it's really simple. Getting hooked up to the show is very simple. Here's what you can tell these prospective listeners. So you go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. You'll see a search bar when you get on the website. In the search bar, you'll type in Upfront Entertainment. After you've typed that in, you'll see a link. The link will take you to our channel, which is called Living Large. And when you get on that website, that when you get on that channel, we got a like button. We want you to hit that like button, that follow button, because when you do, you'll get notified when we're getting ready to do a show. For example, this next Monday, we're going to do another show at 6:30, like what I've been doing it for a while now. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, same thing. And at school, you get notified. We're getting ready to do a show. And the cool thing is all last year's shows, they're all archived right there on that channel. So you can go back and take a listen. Or he's got. And it's just amazing. You can listen to him wherever you're at, as long as you've got a good internet connection. In the car, when you're driving to or from work, at home, where your kid's soccer practice or baseball practice, at your kid's baseball or soccer practice, if it's just getting so boring and you're just sitting there on that bleacher, or wherever. And here's something we always say. I always like to say it every time. It is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone or your laptop or your tablet, whether it be your iPhone, whether it be your iPad, or whatever other tablet you may have. And we also have a telephone number where you can call in and participate in that form. The telephone number you can call in to talk to me is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that number is 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompt, please. And then you'll want to press 1 after you listen for those prompts. You'll press 1. My assistant will let me know that there is a caller. And then I'm going to say okay, and then I'm going to let you on. Generally, we can talk about anything you want to talk about. We can talk about the Word of God. We can talk about faith. Yes, Preacher Man? We can talk about faith. We can talk about the Word of God, as I was saying. We can talk about sports. We can talk about why you think maybe KFC is better than Popeyes, or vice versa. I'm not going to tell you my opinion on whether I like KFC or Popeyes better, because I'm not quite sure. I really like both, but in a city where there is a KFC and a Popeyes, like Saginaw, I'll pick the Popeyes because we don't have a Popeyes here. So generally, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. The exception to the rule is, in general, is that this is not a political talk show. If you insist on talking about politics, if you call into the show and you insist on talking about politics, I'm going to basically tell you to pray over your leaders, as the Bible tells us to do. The Bible tells us to pray over our leaders. And I'm going to tell you to vote in the elections. For example, in this state here in Michigan, the primary is about 2 weeks away. And I hope you registered. Prayerfully, if you're in Michigan, I pray that you registered to vote on August 7th. If you didn't register, you can see whether or not you are registered. If you're not registered, then you should have done it earlier. But you can still register to vote in November. Praise God. I just want to let you know it's really important that you do your civic responsibility and vote. And I want to encourage you to vote Bible, because your votes really have an impact. You're determining how you want the state and this country to go by how you vote. And I want to encourage you to vote based on the Bible and not just vote based on your pocketbook. But vote Bible. Amen. And so, you want to talk
hey,
politics,
Miracle Man.
That's what I'm going to tell you. Yes, Preacher Man.
Hey, I got a couple questions about how you got to radio. Can I ask them to you?
Yes, please.
Because you were talking about the announcer there at the that you when you was watching that game.
What's the game? Yep.
Did the announcers
at NRG Stadium?
Yeah. Did the announcers when you were in high school, the announcers at the local high school field, did they have any influence on the fact that you wanted to be an announcer?
The football announcer, more so the basketball announcer, maybe, because the football announcer wasn't very loud. He wasn't very active. He was more quiet and shy.
He needed to be the greeter, not the announcer, eh?
because I figure, you know, if you really like sports and you want to be the announcer, don't be all shy about it. Be bold. Get them into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Dr. Barkley says, let me have that flag. I'll wave it for you. So,
that's bold,
so I got another question for you. Who is your favorite announcer of all time?
Well, there's been a lot of good ones. As far as my favorite one who's ever been on TV, George Blaha. Radio,
yeah.
I think so too. Stadium announcers.
Yeah.
I like Mason a lot from Detroit, who is still alive. By alive, I mean he's still working, doing his thing down at Little Caesars Arena. And still the Houston Texans stadium announcer. And then there's a guy at Bay City Central for football who I really like because of how he'll call Bay City Central's touchdowns. And
yeah,
he really
now,
is able to get
about
him going.
Ernie Harwell or George Kell? Did you ever get to listen to those guys?
Ernie, like his very last season. And I like how he calls it long gone. I like that, how he did that.
The one I always remember, that's a hit back at the second base.
Was that Ernie?
All right. Yeah, Ernie Harwell, yep. Yep.
That
now,
sounds kind of funny.
So now that you heard all that, so what caused you to go to broadcasting school?
What caused me to go to...
Or to go to school, go to college.
It was my understanding that in order to be a good broadcaster that I should go to school so that I can get better at English, you know, because you'll learn things if you go to college that you might not otherwise. And like some things about media, you know, things about advertising because I took an advertising class. And one thing is you're supposed to... Legally, you're supposed to use products that you're endorsing. That's why when I do my little plugins for things like the Coke or McDonald's or whatever, that there's stuff that I actually use so that I'm sticking to those laws and principles.
All right.
So.
All right. So how was that? How was going to school? Was that difficult or easy?
Parts of it were difficult, other parts were easy. Depended on the course and everything else. Part of it depended on me, you know.
What was your favorite course?
All depended. I liked the ones that had to do with media and stuff like that and things of that nature. And there was a singing class I took that I really liked. And
yeah. So what was your normal day like when you got up to go to school? What was that like?
A lot of it would be spent on school stuff. A lot of the day. I'd get up in the morning and I'd get ready to go if I had a morning class. If it was a class later in the day, then at first I'd generally be studying. You know, that material, especially if I had a test that day for that class. So, It all kind of depended.
And you had to ride the bus to get there?
Sometimes I would ride the bus. Other times my staff would take me. Because I actually like the bus, the city buses, the big buses, like the fixed route. There was one from Midland that goes to Delta from Bay Metro, Bay City Bus.
Really?
So, yeah, another student would take this bus also.
So you guys had a big student party all the way from Midland to Delta.
We didn't really party. A lot of us would be, like, studying and stuff if we were on it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It's that last few minutes to get that class ready, right?
True.
So what do you think was the most difficult class you had?
Probably one of the science ones, maybe.
Yeah.
If I were to guess. Or one of the math ones. Or maybe psychology. Possibly.
Psychology?
But, like I said, it's a toss-up between some of the science, some of the math, and then the psychology. Kind of a toss-up.
Did you ever want to say in psychology class, would you guys just read the Bible?
Well, a couple of years ago, maybe not quite, but now as I've gotten a bit bolder, I think there's a good chance I would have now.
Yeah.
Because I've been kind of deciding, and God's been helping me so that, you know, I'd be a little bolder.
The righteous are as bold as a lion, brother. Be bold. Be bold.
Oh, yeah.
Book of Acts says, with all boldness we reach forth our hands to heal, that signs and wonders may be performed through the name of the Holy Son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I got another question for you.
All right.
So, what made you think about radio broadcasting like this?
What made me think of that? What made me think of it was, you know, my desire to get to minister to people by some means, and because God called me to be a preacher, and God said I would preach. What I mean is, our guest speaker we had at Living Word once when I was real young, he prophesied over me that I would be a preacher. He didn't say pastor, but I would preach. And I feel like for God, I'm taking it. I'm going wherever God leads me to be a preacher.
Amen.
It's part of why I use this program, because I developed it so that it could be both. It could be a show where we talk about sports, as well as a show where we talk about the Word of God and the things of God. And that's why it's become what it's become.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's awesome. Now, what are you now, 29?
I just turned 29 on the 20th.
All right.
On the 20th, but guess what? I wasn't supposed to live by past 12.
Talk
and
about
here
that
I am
a minute.
More than double that. I'm more than double the age I was supposed to live to, because originally, like 2 years old, like at one and a half or so, I had colon cancer. They found colon lining in my diaper at McDonald's in Auburn. My mom did, so I had to go to Ann Arbor, and sure enough, cancer, the colon lining. And so we had that. That led to seizures. Before that, I had amaurosis that took my eyesight. And they said to my mom, this baby will probably not live. Four different times at that young age, in like two and about four or five, the spirit of death tried to take me. And I lived through that. About four or five, they said I probably wouldn't be able to carry myself past eight and would die about 12. Look at me now, though. All that's happened is that I've just gotten stronger. And I've gotten more fervent towards God. And I'm older than ever. And I'm more than double as old, twice as old as they said I would live. And when they try to do a blood test on me to check my stuff, it all comes up normal and good. For the most
Hallelujah.
Part.
Hallelujah.
The lowest
you know,
thing that I had the last couple, the
well,
lowest
you know,
thing
I know
had,
your mom is. We keep stepping on each other. I'm going to be quiet. You go ahead.
The lowest thing I had the last couple of years was just a vitamin D thing, but I think part of that was just, you know, that it had been winter and someone was finally coming, and so I got enough vitamin D. But praise God.
Well, we know your mom stood on the verse that says, the word of God is life to all that find it and health to all their flesh.
Amen.
And
that's the word of God.
For anyone listening to this show today, what you're hearing on this show is that God Almighty showed off with the miracle man. And how many documented miracles do you say you've had in your life?
Many.
29 or something, 27 you said? And
I forget.
This is why the miracle man stays with the word of God, because I told somebody the other day, just read the Bible. There's life in it if you'll just read it. Just read it.
Amen.
You didn't say you had to understand it. Just read it. There'll be life in it for you and help to all your flesh. Well, I got another question for you.
Yes, preacher man.
How nervous was you when we started the Blog Talk Radio?
I was a little nervous because obviously I had to learn the ropes a bit and stuff. And then as time went off, within a few weeks, the nervousness was taken away. But you know what I credit a lot of that to? Jesus.
Yeah. Yep.
Because Jesus took away the nervousness.
Yep.
Because I get it over time. My want to increased as I learned about it. But more than anything, I credit it with Jesus as of just taking that nervousness right off of me.
Yeah. Yeah, and you've hit your groove now, and you function very well on here. Very well. You and your staff together, you guys work powerfully, and like you said, 180 some shows or whatever the number is that you got going already, and that's a powerful number, man. That's a testimony to what God will do when somebody who just steps up and says, let me get out here and start making a difference in somebody else's life. And you're doing that every day. Can I ask you one more question?
And I would just say real quick before you do that, that's part of why I like to say we're changing the world through faith and radio.
Amen, 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 amen. 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 Radio is the medium and faith is the power, man.
Amen.
Faith,
now you told me you had another question, so you get to ask it.
Yes, I do. How big do you see this getting? How far do you see this going?
As far as God wants to take it. So I'm letting God kind of be the driver.
All right.
So I'm running it. Through God.
Amen.
because I refuse Amen. To let this thing get out of the will of God.
Amen.
I'm going to be obedient.
Yes, sir.
Because I figured the more obedient I am towards God, the more I'm going to be blessed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I just got to keep obeying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I know this. I'm glad to have been a small part of this with you and watch you go and encourage you. And I'm excited about it, man. That's 1 year. 1 year. You stuck with it. You stayed with it. And you don't have anywhere to go except up. And whatever the doors that God opens for you, may they just absolutely open to bigger and better. And an audience that you truly are reaching and touching and helping every single day. Every single day.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. All right. Well,
Amen.
I'm going to have to get out of my truck and go to work here in a little bit. So I'm going to say I love you. I'm proud of you. God bless the Miracle Man Show to be all that it's designed to be and reach every person everywhere with the truth and the love of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father, once again, I tell you, thank you for Dr. Pepper.
Did you get the message that me and my mom sent you the other day about that case of vanilla Coke?
No, I didn't see it. Was it on my email?
You're
going
to have to ask my mom about it.
No,
maybe
my.
It was a text. Maybe it was a voicemail. Maybe it was, I don't know where she put it. But I was at my birthday party, and I was holding up a great big 12-pack of not regular Coke, but vanilla Coke. A great
Come
big
on.
Giant 12-pack. 144 ounces. And by the way, that vanilla Coke is so much better than that Dr. Pepper.
Vanilla Coke has two flavors. Dr. Pepper has 23. Woohoo!
Oh,
all right, man.
Sure,
God
Dr.
bless
Dr.
you, Miracle Man.
All right. All right. Thank you so much, and I call you blessed.
I call you blessed too, buddy.
Thank you. All right, it's 7:23. We're gonna keep it going. Since we are getting into a little bit of a time crunch, I'm going to sing for you. The first Christmas song of the evening. And then we're going to pray. And we're going to open up the Bible and look at Hebrews 11, which is our text here on the Miracle Man Show. And yes, it's the 1 year anniversary, so yes, I'm going to read it. After we do that, I'm going to exhort for a few minutes about the faith. Then we'll do a quick sports update. And then I might sing one last Christmas song, or I might not. We'll just have to wait and see. So I'm gonna start out with this Christmas song. Before I do, let me give you the story behind it. So one time in a church of England a very long time ago, they wanted to write a song that would fit with Christmas and would worship God. But the church organ was broke. so they decided to try a song without instruments, but only people sing. And thus, the song Silent Night was born. And so I am going to sing for you on this Christmas in July evening, Silent Night. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, hail stream from heaven above, heavenly host sing hallelujah, Christ the Savior's born, Christ the Savior is born. Now, folks, I don't want you getting mad at me and saying Miracle Man chose to sing a Christmas song in July. And it's the middle of summer, and you're 22 only for Christmas music. Well, if that's how you feel, the good news is, for your case, that you won't be hearing any other, except for maybe one song tonight at the end of this program. Probably won't be hearing any Christmas music from me until about the week before Thanksgiving. But at the same time, Silent Night's an awesome song, even if it's not Christmas. Also, Christmas in July is a thing that people do really like to have fun with. And so I thought I'd have a little fun with it myself. So, part of why I decided I was going to sing two Christmas songs tonight. So, now, let's pray. I'm going to pray real quick, and then we're going to have our little mini teaching. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this great show. I thank you that you've helped me do this for this 1 year. On this 1 year anniversary, I give you praise. I give you honor and glory that you have me through this year of ministry. And Lord, I see this getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And I want to give you praise and honor and glory. I thank you for tonight, that these listeners have hearts to receive. mine's to understand, and that they also have ears to hear. I claim that we will all be doers of the word, not hearers only. I thank you that you bless these listeners tonight, wherever they may be. I thank you that you bless me tonight, and that I would say what you would have me say in these very few minutes that I have to bring you the word. I thank you, and I thank you, Lord, that these. I thank you, Lord. I claim and I hereby confess over the show right now that sponsors will come on board who want to help me take this broadcast, make it bigger. I thank you that I thank you that finances will come into the show, increases in audience will come to the show, that new equipment will come to the show, and most of all, that salvations will come to the show. People will give their life to Christ right here on this show. I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Do you know where my Bible is? Where's my Bible? I need the one with Hebrews in it. We're going to go to Hebrews 11. Yeah, Hebrews up to Jude, yep. All right. So if you got your Bible, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. Come on, let's really go. We're going to Hebrews 11. We're going to talk a little bit about faith. And I'm going to exhort tonight a little more on evidence, just like what I did on Monday night in part of that teaching. I'm not going to spend much time at all waiting, so I'm just going to suggest that I'm going to start reading right now. You just go ahead and catch up to me. And for reference, I am starting with Hebrews 1, 1. I mean, Hebrews 11, 1. And thinking here for time where I want to stop. Cool. Moses is looking because he saw him who was invisible. I think he kept the Passover, sprinkling the blood, touched the firstborn of Israel. I'm going to go one. I mean, he was a 11:1, we're going to go to just thinking here. Verse 22. And then I'm going to cut it off there because we have kind of limited time. Want to be able to sing you a song. Talk about my sports a little bit and kind of give you the story, the song after I sing it. So, all right, we're going to start reading right now, Hebrews 11:1. If you're not there, get there. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, and certain or evidence of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what was seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith, it is possible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. That means all the time. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. And people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. So, we're going to go up to verse 20. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. Amen. Amen. See, God bless in the radio show, like the show like that. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, faith. All these miracles that you read about in your Bible, they are evidence that God still does miracles today. I am evidence. I'm evidence that God is real. I'm evidence that God is a healer. I am evidence that God is a deliverer. I am evidence of many things. Faith is evidence. And why people will doubt evidence in the ways of God, I don't know. That'd be like, it'd be like there's a sign that says the bridge is out. And if you're looking ahead and you see the bridge is out, why would you keep driving? That sight of the bridge being out is evidence. So why would you keep going? But faith is substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. So, we'll say in the natural, you believe in for finances to start flowing. And in the natural, they might not be flowing. By faith, they are flowing. They are flowing by faith. We're supposed to call those things that are not as though they are. You got to make good confessions. You have to. Faith is evidence. I'm evidence that God is real. I'm evidence that God, maybe in 29 years old, that's evidence, because I was supposed to die at 12 or sooner. Ha ha ha, devil. You lost. Badly. Terribly. I'm still going. And you know what? I'm more bold for Jesus than what I've ever been. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord is here. There's evidence. And the evidence is all around. I said that I was going to sing a Christmas song at the end of the show. And I still am. But there's another song that I want to sing right now. The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflowing this place, fill our hearts with your love. We need your presence. Overflowing this place, fill your hearts with your love. Oh, surround us. The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflow in this place, fill our hearts with your love. We need your presence. Overcome this place, fill our hearts with your love. Spirit in heaven. Miracle can happen now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. A miracle can happen now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. Amen. Amen. Powerful. Love that song.
Amen.
I love it. Amen. Love it. Totally written by God. And even though it's a newer song, it kind of has this idea of the old songs that I miss big time. But I wish our churches would get back to some of those old songs and some of those hymns. Some of those worship songs we used to sing like over 20 years ago. And some of those, even those, some of those praise songs. Because I tell you, we used to have a Holy Ghost party. You may remember from 20-some years ago when Craig used to get on that mic and sing songs like, come on and give the Lord the highest praise, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and give him the highest praise, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's praise his holy name. And he would do those certain parts and all the stuff. We just used to have a Holy Ghost party. And I wish the church wouldn't throw that away. It really encouraged me when I heard a group of kids the last night of Invasion singing some of the old songs, those old Holy Ghost party songs from like that, Look What the Lord Has Done, and I got it, and some of that other stuff. It was powerful stuff. I wish we would get that back in our churches. I really do, because the Word of God never gets old, and some of those songs, even though they might be repetitive, there's an anointing on them, and they get people in to the presence of God. And that should be the goal. And even my mom feels the same way. And she wasn't in a choir where I was. And so now about this evidence thing. I am evidence.
Something about that Holy Ghost, I can't explain, but I got it.
Oh, yeah. And, I remember even at Living Word back in the early 90s, when we would sing those songs, we'd be doing a spiritual Get Down and Boogie. That was back when they would all jump and shout. And they didn't just do this.
Freddie Hodge was around. Freddie Hodge was around helping us get our groove happening.
That wasn't just Fred Hodge. That was the Holy Ghost.
Come on, man. I'm in agreement. Let's get these things back. Let's get some life.
We got to get that back, because that's when revival is going to happen. We got to have that desire. I said last night about how we all got to, when we're trying to pray and read our Bible, we need to get rid of these distractions. We got to pray. And I've been listening, been watching a lot of Rod Parsley's old camp meeting videos from like the early 90s. And a lot of that worship, real powerful stuff. And so, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this word tonight. Thank you that we would all obey
Amen.
It and that we would all
Amen.
And we would all realize, those of us who have been brought through a storm and came out of it, you went through the battle and you came out, that means your evidence that God can change the situation and he can fix things. We are evidence. And I thank you that since the evidence is very clear, would we believe now and not doubt you any longer? I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Donald Tsai, want to let you know that, remind you that any size soft drink at McDonald's is still a dollar. If you don't have the McDonald's app on your phone, please get it. Go to the iPhone App Store or the Android Market. Get that McDonald's app downloaded. If you want, and then when you open the app, you'll have an option to register for deals. So you'll just have to give them your email and stuff. Once you get that in there, you'll be able to receive deals. There's some really good deals right now. For example, right now, every day, you can get $1 almost any sandwich you want, with the exception of the double quarter pounder with cheese and the signature crafted. The other sandwiches, if you got the app, you can get them for $1. But you got to use that certain deal. So head to your local McDonald's today. And I'm loving it. Sports news. Tigers were able to beat the Royals yesterday by a final of 6-5. Zimmerman did, however, give up 5 runs. But when it came time for the bullpen to come out, they did their job. And Victor Martinez hit his first home run in over 2 months, so that was good to see. Very good to see. And I'm really happy for him that he was able to get that. And so he really made me proud that Victor was able to do that. Next up, Detroit's going to be back at home. Starting on Friday, they're going to have a 3-game series with the Indians. Lately, when Detroit's been playing Cleveland, the Flies have been dying. And what I mean the Flies are dying is that Cleveland's been having their way against us. Hopefully, we're going to start moving in the right direction and start beating Cleveland. Last time, I don't know what happened when Detroit was in Cleveland and Cincinnati back-to-back, but there were dead flies all over the place, I feel like. The Flies were dying, and Detroit was losing. But hopefully, I'd like to see Detroit win all 5 of these games. 3 against Cincinnati, 3 against Cleveland, and 2 against Cincinnati. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, if that happens, I'll be able to come back on and I'll be able to say, Flies are dying! So we'll see what happens. And there's been talk about Detroit possibly trading some more players, but we're going to see what happens there. I'd like to see them get a good batter and a good pitcher to kind of help us out a bit. I really would. So that we can try to get some momentum going and start hitting some home runs, some more home runs, and get some things going the way they ought to be going for the Tigers. All right. I promised you one good, fun Christmas song. But with it being summer, I've changed this to Walking in the Summer Wonderland. So let me think here. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, the sunshine is glistening. A beautiful day, we're happy to say, walking in a summer wonderland.
Gone away is the winter bird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in our summer wonderland. At the beach we can build a sandman and pretend that is Bozo the Clown. Bozo will say, are you married? We'll say no, man. But you might wish we were when you get knocked down. Later on, we'll conspire as we ride the ring of fire to face, I'm afraid, the plans that we made, walking in our summer wonderland. At the fair, we can make a sandman and pretend that it's Bozo the Clown. He'll say, we'll have lots of fun with Mr. Bozo the Clown until some other kids knock him down. Knock him in the water. Later on, we'll conspire as we ride again on the ring of fire and face, I'm afraid, the plans that we made, walking in our summer wonderland. We're walking in our summer wonderland. There we go, walking in our summer wonderland. Hope everyone's enjoying their summer. And we still have several weeks of it left to go. Maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, depending on where your kids are. And I confess Psalms 91 over all of you. I claim that God's going to keep you safe. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this special one-year anniversary show. And God's been using us, using me, and it's going to be looking forward to another great year. And until Monday night, God first.
Hey, Miracleman.
Yes.
Miracleman. Don't say you're God always yet. I got one more thing to say.
Yep.
Is that all right? Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, dear Miracleman. Happy anniversary to you.
God first. God always. Good night, everybody.
Good night.